Hello and welcome to the 8th episode of Mobile Podcast. Mobile Podcast gives you exclusive insights into the major public interest issues affecting the mobile telecommunications industry. I'm your host, Simon Clark, and in this edition, we'll speak with Chris Althaus, the Chief Executive of the Australian Mobile Telecommunications Association, about their environment and recycling program, Mobile Muster. The Australian Mobile Telecommunications Association is the peak industry body representing Australia's mobile phone industry. AMTA members represent an innovative industry with annual revenue of more than $12 billion, more than 20,000 employees, and a direct economic impact of $5.8 billion a year. Mobile Muster, AMTA's recycling and environment program, is the official national recycling program of the mobile phone industry in Australia. Initiated voluntarily by the telecommunications industry in 1999, its aim is to prevent mobile phones, batteries and other accessories from ending up in landfill. The program collects handsets and accessories from more than 2,000 locations across Australia, and so far it's helped to prevent more than 500 tonnes of mobile phone waste reaching landfill. Mobile Podcast is honoured to have Chris Althaus as our guest. I spoke earlier with Chris by phone from his office at AMTA in Canberra.
Well, Chris Althaus, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Simon. Glad to be with you.
I wonder if, Chris, we could begin by examining the need for recycling. Why is it that AMTA runs the Mobile Muster program?
Well, we have a very clear responsibility in an environmental sense, and the AMTA organisation said to its members, let's collaborate, let's get together, let's maximise efficiency to bring together a world-first recycling program. So we coordinate the program, and there's an enormous amount of power and energy that we can generate in a whole of industry approach to a subject like recycling. That's the path that we chose. At the end of the day, product stewardship, you need to take responsibility for your products and their use and their whole of life situation. We've decided to do that with this program. And of course, we're hoping and seeing great uptake within the Australian market, people willing to recycle. And of course, that's a good environmental outcome from an e-waste point of view, and from a broader environmental perspective.
Okay, that's great. And I guess we're talking particularly about one approach to a problem that the industry identified. What were the reasons in particular why AMTA launched a recycling program in Australia rather than any other approach?
Well, Australia's a very keen adopter of mobile technology, and we've recently reached a saturation point in this market. But going back to when phones were launched, the original analog systems were in place for a significant period of time, and they were due to be phased out in the late 90s. And with that phasing out, obviously, would come a volume of handsets that were available for disposal by their owners. And the industry said, well, we don't want these things going straight into landfill. Battery makeup and componentry parts would impose an environmental burden. So at that point, the industry said, let's see what we can do about this. So we launched the program. Essentially, in that evolution of networks period, to take that volume of product and, to the best ability, recycle it so that the materials actually found their way to other uses as opposed to just going into landfill.
You've mentioned the expression e-waste, and that's a bit of a buzzword at the moment, but it's a very much larger category of waste than just mobile phones, isn't it?
Well, it is, and we like to think in the mobile sector here in Australia that the AMTA program is leading the way. It's showing other aspects of e-waste generators that, hey, you can collaborate as an industry, design a program. There's more and more waste recovery technology and infrastructure in the market. And our program has been an early one to harness that capacity. And of course, we're now in a situation where we've got over 3,000 drop-off points around the country here, and we're in a great many partnerships with corporates, with government agencies, with community groups, all anxious to play their part and be a part of the recycling system in our context for mobile phones.
Can you tell me a bit about the practical aspects of this? Specifically, how are the handsets and any accessories recycled?
Well, what we do is, using this enormous network of drop-off points, we ask people to leave their phones, their redundant phones, with us, and they are all then aggregated, brought together to a central point. Having amassed the volume of product via our collection network, the recycling agency that we use engages in a process of dismantling, sorting, and storing and processing the material they receive. So in essence, you'll have a separation of the batteries from the plastics, from the printed circuit boards, and the chargers and accessories, plastics and cardboard and paper that we receive as part of the recycling, the total recycling volume.
So what happens to the materials that are recovered?
Well, we go through a sequence of steps. In effect, the batteries are stored and they are shipped to registered and approved recyclers. We're currently using a recycler in South Korea. And the batteries are broken down and elements are extracted for reuse. For example, the nickel is extracted, can be used in the production of stainless steel. Cadmium, cobalt and copper can be used in the production of new batteries. If you continue through the elements of the phone, we look at the circuit boards where there are a great many precious metals used, and those circuit boards are broken down to extract the gold, silver, copper and lead. And in fact, there's a statistic that we use, which suggests that one ton of mobile phone circuits can yield the same amount of precious metals as 110 tons of gold ore, 123 tons of silver-bearing ore, and 11 tons of copper sulfide ore. So there's out of the recycled circuit boards, an enormous amount of product going round for a second time, as opposed to those volumes of all being mined. And finally, you get the plastics. They are broken down in Australia and used for products such as fence posts and pallets and so on, and then the plastic and paper packaging material is simply recycled via the normal means provided by the government.
But for those people who believe in these things, your old brick isn't going to be reincarnated as the latest whiz-bang mobile phone necessarily.
No, it will be broken down and you'll find elements of what you've used as your old brick. You could well see the gold from the circuit board find its way into a piece of beautiful jewellery. You could find the plastics used in a fence post or a packaging pallet, and the battery materials in stainless steel or new batteries.
But it's incredibly difficult, isn't it, to get people to surrender their old phones. I mean, I know I've probably got a couple lying around in drawers at home. What are the strategies that you use to get people to give up their old favourites?
Well, there's no doubt that people regard their phone as a valuable piece of equipment. And in Australia, we see phones turned over every 18 to 24 months. and our research into how people behave and regarding their old phones shows that a great many of them go into the drawers or the cupboards for use as a spare or for passing on to family members. And they have a value in that role, so we understand that. What we're saying to people is when the phone has come to the end of its use for you and there is no further application with members of your family or whatever, please recycle it. And we've undertaken a range of things to try and put an awareness of recycling into people's minds and also some incentives that they might see as valuable. For example, we've recently partnered with Landcare Australia in a program where we've committed to plant a tree for every phone recycled, and that in the first program of its kind netted us 75,000 handsets. So we're in the process with Landcare Australia of planting 75,000 trees. So we've tried incentives, also partnerships with people's place of work, in the school environment, and very, very strongly with the industry's own retail presence. Awareness is the key, and providing it an easy recycling path for people, and that's been our major focus.
Those are some fantastic initiatives. Did you have to go down those paths because you faced some particular difficulties setting up Mobile Muster?
It's a very, very large program, a lot of logistic coordination involved. We certainly had to develop a very smooth system of transferring product, the security of the product, the final destination and how it was going to be treated. It's been a learning curve. I think, got a very, very good system in place right now. And very, very pleasingly, the promotional work that we've been doing, the awareness work that we've been doing, is starting to see not only a greater awareness but a shift in behaviour. We have actually recorded a statistic where disposal to landfill of old phones is at a 4% level in February 2008, down from 9% in March 2005. So a halving of that progression to landfill, which is really what we're about.
It's a real tribute, isn't it, to people's environmental sensitivity and sensibility. And I guess you must get a really good response from environment regulators and local governments who run landfills.
Governments generally are very supportive. They see the industry taking this proactive approach. There isn't a regulation requiring us to do this. This is industry getting ahead of the curve, as it were, looking to be environmentally responsible and to set some precedent. We're very keen for people to understand that beautiful jewellery can come from a circuit board, from a phone, and plastics and battery materials can be recycled. The government is very supportive, but we've still got a way to go and we're continuing to talk because ultimately recycling in a curbside environment from the normal recycling pattern of recycling provided by government is something that we're keen to explore as well.
Very important initiative. Chris Aldhouse, many thanks for your time today and it's been a terrific conversation. Thanks again.
Thank you, Simon.
Mobile Podcast would like to thank Mr. Aldhouse for taking his time to appear on the program. We'd also like to thank you for listening and hope you enjoyed the 8th episode produced in May 2008. Mobile Podcast will be available for download regularly at www.mmfai.org/mobilepodcast or www.gsmworld.com/health. Mobile Podcast is made available for download by the Mobile Manufacturers Forum and the GSM Association. The information contained on this podcast is provided for general information purposes only and does not purport to offer legal, health, or any other professional advice. Where reference is made to a company or a specific commercial product or service, howsoever referred, no endorsement or recommendation is implied or intended. The views expressed are those of the speakers alone and do not necessarily represent those of the Mobile Manufacturers Forum or GSM Association. All guests have volunteered their time to help promote an open discussion of the issues addressed.